because we got a big old heaping helping. Oh, yeah, we have some presents to open
right now. We're going to unbox
the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of all your communications via the week, via all the ways. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. Reach out, check on the show, and please, we do ask, no gifts, just like the wedding. You know, got the, instead, nice little donation to Cook Children's Hospital. But we do have some gifts that have arrived throughout the week.
My goodness. And we've got a lot of action over here.
It's an actual box.
This one, so this one I received out at the Boo Ray's cruise night, where we're gathering CASA, Hope for Kids, presents, and our new buddies, Semper Fi. Striping, we're out there doing lines since 2014. And they came up and had this Christmas. This is the first Christmas present I've got. It's a hat in camo. And then it's like a stickers and all sorts of fun things. And then and they said, you can have this too. And I think this is for you, JB.
What is this? All right.
That's a T-shirt, I think.
And the T-shirt says, doing lines since 2014.
Love that one. And then
wear that up there on the stage on the 27th at River Ranch Stockyards.
No, we do love Semper Fi. I hope to see them at the wedding. You're not wearing that there. But thank you so much to the guys out there. And Eddie, he came by a few weeks ago from Australia.
Oh, yeah. Eddie visited.
Oh, my gosh.
Came in the studio and then sent us.
He sent us like everything they have down there. My goodness. Gifts from my kids and koalas and kookaburras.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how he got half of that through customs, but.
Merry Christmas!
I know.
Thank you, buddy.
Merry Christmas. And then on another international front, our besties, Scott and Susie, over in Ireland.
Love it. That's a beautiful. They send the nicest cards.
I know. They have the best cards. Do you think she makes these?
Yes.
It's fantastic. Merry Christmas. Says, have a cool Yule and a fantastic 2026.
Hey.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Yeah, actually, there was some action throughout the week from Scott of Scott and Susie over there in Ireland. Hey, Heather Lee and KB, for the sake of my poor ears, can you give us at least a hint on your wedding song? Susie is singing the lyrics to every song on Hank FM right now in her efforts to guess. Thanks in advance, Scott's poor ears. P.S. My bet is that it's a power rock ballad.
You think?
I can say, and I will say, only one thing about the song, the first dance song. It's not what you think. And it dates back to the 50s, so we'll put it there.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And it's a
Sinatra song, to which Scott was very excited about because Susie doesn't know any Sinatra songs. From the corporate mailbox that we're not supposed to read. We could rifle through the 36 open enrollment ones, but yes, that all culminated with just a suggestion. If you haven't already started choosing your healthcare options, please carve out some time soon to get started. So I'm going to need a Bowie knife to carve out the amount of time that I'm going to need. When's the deadline?
I think it's today at 5.
Is that a soft deadline?
Woo,
or?
Woo, woo.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
I think the sooner the better for the mental health of poor Gina upstairs. Thoughts and prayers. We appreciate you, HR. On to a different subject. How about that cute little Dolly Parton, Hard Candy Christmas?
Yeah.
We delved in. Is it a Christmas song? She says no. You say no. Kayla, she's got some questions out there in Parker County.
Mm.
If it is not a Christmas song, why was it on the Kenny Rogers Dolly Parton Christmas album?
There you go.
Shots fired.
I think if it's a Christmas song to you, it's a Christmas song. Kelly in the Ville says top three songs for KBNL's first dance.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go number three. Hold On to the Night by Richard Marx.
I love it. Yeah. Hold On to the Memories.
Number two, Eric Carmen, All By Myself.
Oh, boy.
And
number one,
Michael Bolton, Soul Provider. You can thank me later. I can thank you now, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, make fun of Michael Bolton all you want, but he once cut his mullet for $70,000 to give to
Stuff
a charity.
Stuff he didn't know, you needed to know.
Yeah. Boyd and Clifton chiming in about the do-it-yourself hair salon.
Yeah.
He says this is not the time for a haircut.
But it's the time for a joke, he says. What do gingerbread men use when they break their legs?
What?
Candy canes.
Oh.
Which, by the way, looked up, not in our network.
Woo! Dang it.
Yeah, it's not covered by any new possible plan for open enrollment.
Oh, boy. Mm. This is coming off the Facebook.
Hi.
Listening to the Aledo High School football playoffs from Lubbock, Texas.
There you go.
What wonderful sportscasters you have.
There you go.
So professional.
Yeah.
My niece's son plays for Aledo. I just want to say you're welcome.
Well,
we
Kevin
try to work
Lundquist
very hard
and
around
the crew,
here.
Mercedes Meyer.
Heather Lee.
Yeah,
that's right.
The whole team.
I'm the director.
Absolutely makes it happen there. Oh, let's see. James and KC, counting the days till I get to come home and see my friend get married. Oh, can't wait for you to be here. Barbecue James, KB, it's time for my yearly fix. Can you please play Christmas Carol by Skip Ewing? All right. We'll do it next.
You know, we walked into this at about 5 a.m. on Monday morning.
I just don't like it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you can't like
heartwarming.
It's
and
okay.
All that.
Someone from the 817 sent in a photo of a bottle of milk of magnesia on the text lines.
Okay.
And then followed it up with, oops, sorry, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know who's person. I hope you're feeling better.
What hour of the show did it come in? I might explain it. Michael wants to know, this weekend trip to Oklahoma, are you shooting guns again? Well, it's not planned, but, you know, if things go wrong, I don't know. On the dinner jacket, when my tux shopping.
Oh, I love that.
And I posted
that.
A big shiny picture of me in a dinner jacket that was actually from the 1950s. This is a stellar piece. And I thought, maybe, is this what I should say yes to? Jesse says, go with that jacket with starched overalls. Kelly, thought you were going with the orange tux. Oh, from Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, well, I looked for it. Mark says, Jimmy Hart would be proud. Mouth of the South, baby. Where's the tuxedo t-shirt? It's on reserve. Jimmy says, hot.
Oh.
H-A-W-T.
Oh, very, yeah.
Louise suggests that I look like a banana. And Amanda says you would match the appliances in my grandmother's old house.
Oh, that is special.
Allison says, of a Randy Quaid fame, some alligator shoes would really pull it all together. It's the right move, Clark, indeed. And then Elle says, I can have this forever.
Oh, she's a lucky girl.
But the final word on that was from the mother-in-law-to-be, who says, no. There you go.
I'm sorry.
I listen to both stations, so I'm definitely going to be there on the 27th. Do you still knock three times on the studio wall when Elle is not there? Yes, and it scares the crap out of Shane.
Letters.
Yeah.
Oh, we get letters. We get your letters.